You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 167. There are some standing here who will not taste death. Today's challenge. Jesus said, "There are some standing here who will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." Mark 9:1. See Matthew 16:28 and Luke 9:27. But that generation died, and the world has not ended. Therefore, Jesus' prediction was false. Today's defense. Jesus wasn't referring to the end of the world. There is a sense in which the kingdom of God comes at the end of the world, 1 Corinthians 15:24, but the kingdom is a complex reality that includes God's activity before that time. 1 Corinthians 15:25. Jesus recognized this. Asked when the kingdom would come, he replied, "Behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." Luke 17:21. Thus, we must ask if the passages above refer to something in his day. Luke's version merely speaks of some not dying before they see the kingdom. But Mark refers to them seeing it come with power, and Matthew refers to them seeing the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This suggests we should look for an event where Jesus was manifest in a powerful, miraculous way. And there was one, the Transfiguration. In each of the Synoptic Gospels, the Transfiguration immediately follows Jesus' announcement. See Matthew 17, 1-9, Mark 9, 2-10, and Luke 9, 28-36. Jesus takes three of the disciples, Peter, James, and John, up a mountain. His clothing becomes dazzlingly bright. Moses and Elijah appear beside him, and everyone is enveloped in a cloud, and God the Father speaks from heaven, identifying Jesus as his son or his chosen, and declaring, "Hear him." This manifestation is likely the coming of the kingdom with power Jesus referred to, and the text of each gospel suggests that this is the way the evangelists understood it. Not only does the transfiguration happen right after the announcement, but each gospel says it was about a week later. Matthew 17:1, Mark 9:1, Luke 9:28. The slight difference in the number of days may reflect reckoning parts of days as wholes and counting days as beginning at sunset, midnight, or dawn. Peter, James, and John were thus the three who did not taste death before they saw the kingdom coming with power. Tip: Benedict XVI discusses this in Chapter 9 of Jesus of Nazareth, Volume 1.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.